This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We live in a time when the Clinton body count is just a foregone conclusion, as court released details about the 2022 suicide of Bill Clinton aide Mark Middleton, who signed in Jeffrey Epstein 7 out of 17 times when Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell visited the White House. Middleton also wrote on the Lolita Express as a Clinton liaison. Those public details reveal he managed to tie himself to a tree with an electrical cord and shoot himself with a gun that didn't exist at the scene. It's obvious. There are zero repercussions for those in power, and the feeding frenzy by globalist parasites in league with the Clintons upon the American public is well underway.
That's the problem.
Here's the problem.
And
that is why it is disturbing to the human fight or flight instinct when recent plane crashes carrying EPA scientists.
All five people on board work for an environmental consulting firm.
The plane took off from the Clinton National Airport around noon.
A fire at the Y-12 National Security Complex in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, which is one of the nation's enriched uranium processing facilities.
We process materials in support of nuclear Navy mission.
Train derailments and fires at manufacturing and food processing plants in Fayetteville, West Virginia, Gothenburg, Nebraska, Medley, Florida, and Bedford, Ohio raise alarms, causing the innocent populace, dubbed by the powerful as conspiracy theorists and deplorables, to do a double take.
Mayor Pete, why did it take you an entire 2.5 weeks to actually get here to respond to East Palestine? Will you apologize to the residents of this city?
I'm happy to have this conversation.
All right, y'all, so we are with the press secretary for Pete Buttigieg, and right now we are being told that we are not supposed to be filming. Again, we are here on behalf of the American public.
There's no controlling of the amount of air that gets in there. That's why you saw that soot. So it's not a controlled burn, because a controlled burn would have to be like in a furnace or in your car or some system where you control the fuel, in other words, the vinyl chloride and the amount of oxygen. So they didn't do that. So it's an uncontrolled burn.
Who is responsible for these fires? Is it Soros, Antifa, neo-Nazis, Mexican cartels, illegal aliens, Russians, or the Chinese, or a combination of all of them? One thing is for sure, they are increasing. And like the Clinton body count, it's getting sloppier. In Frankfort, Pennsylvania, multiple law enforcement responded after an 18-inch pipe bomb capped at both ends was removed for further investigation from the train tracks. And while the elites pushed for a digital ID prison planet system that they wanted implemented yesterday,
people already live their lives digitally. The question is whether government and politics can catch up with that reality.
In China, the government is already able to program what its citizens can and cannot spend their money on. And it seems like the West is paying attention. In nations like Sweden, South Africa, and Canada, trials of programmable central bank currencies are already underway.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole.
Crime scene, that is East Palestine, Pennsylvania, reveals more sloppy malice aforethought.
My ID works by taking a camera phone and pointing it at a QR code. It provides valuable medical information such as allergies, breathing difficulties, or other conditions, so you get proper treatment and care.
My goal is to have 100% of our residents and the citizens we serve in the township to have one of these and be working with them to make sure that we can treat them better and provide the best service that we can.
There's a 3-year plan to get My ID going across the village and make it available to all 4,700 residents.
Were the Trump supporters that make up most of the population of East Palestine merely a targeted Agenda 2030 digital ID experiment? And was the density of organic farms, the Amish population, and food processing plants in and around East Palestine just another target as Bill Gates and foreign interests buy up U.S. farmland.
The food supply is obviously crucial. Whoever controls the food and the energy and the money. And now at this point, if you're not prepping, you're somewhat foolish, actually. I hate to use that term, but let's just be realistic. Famines can happen suddenly or they can happen slowly.
It's sloppy, and it's right in front of all of us. John Bowne reporting.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are now into hour number two on this Thursday, February 23rd, 2023 broadcast. I appreciate Owen coming in and doing the first hour. I don't want to spend a bunch of time on why I wasn't here, but just give everybody a bankruptcy update. Free Speech Systems is in Chapter 11, Subchapter 5, bankruptcy, to not shut down, but to reorganize through all these lawsuits and attacks and stay on air. And you notice we're still on air, and we're going to stay on air as long as you support the broadcast and buy the products and we're able to pay the bills. And that's exactly what's happening. I'm in personal bankruptcy. So I'm able to put my cards on the table of the world that all the stuff you see in the news about tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars is all made up, all media disinformation, all garbage. And then you've got the U.S. Trustee's Office of the Justice Department that's involved itself in this. That's pretty standard in a big case. And I was interrogated for about 2 hours this morning. Usually these meetings go 30 minutes. It went about an hour and 45. And they asked me stuff about my cat. And how fancy my cat is and how expensive my cat is. And I guess the cat may need to go as ransom or something or be given over in a settlement. I mean, just stuff that my lawyers who've been doing this a long time have never heard before. But, I mean, I guess we could put the cat in a cannon and fire it out to sea if that makes the people that want to shut the show down happy. But that's a joke. Not going to put the cat in a cannon and shoot it out to sea. It's just surreal, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely surreal, because the system has said I'm a villain when I'm not. You know, I'm not Johnson & Johnson knowingly putting asbestos for 70 years in talcum powder for babies. I didn't, like Vioxx, know that would kill millions of people but still get it approved in the 1990s to kill millions in America alone, because I'm the bad guy. I didn't push a poison shot and tell you it was safe and effective that's now killed millions and wounded tens of millions, because I'm the bad guy. I'm not having drag queen pedophile time because I'm the bad guy. I'm not starting World War III with Russia because I'm the bad guy. I haven't dissolved the southern border and allowing hundreds of thousands of smuggled children a year to be brought across because I'm the bad guy. I'm not the one allowing fentanyl to be shipped in mass because I'm the bad guy. I'm not the guy devaluing the dollar because I'm the bad guy. I'm not the guy that did the open-air burn of the super toxic dioxin train in Ohio because I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad guy, and the American people are the bad guys. And you don't want to give your guns up, you're the bad guys. Sure, the elites have bodyguards, the politicians have bodyguards. You can't have a gun to protect yourself because you are the bad guys. You're the evil Americans that have got to be taught, and you will be taught to submit to the New World Order, except you're not submitting. And so all the attacks I'm under and all the disinformation is nothing, because I expected this and a lot more taking the globalist on. What I did not really expect when I started out 28, almost 29 years ago, is the ultra-massive effect this broadcast would have. I figured we'd have a big effect and change the world together, but I never really imagined how critical we'd be. So I want to thank you all for your support. You did this. You're the reason world government's all over the news. You're the reason international polls show 80-plus percent of people that are against it. You're the reason their central bank digital currencies are in trouble, and their world IDs and their social credit scores and their forced injections and their carbon taxes. You are the people they hate because you're of every race, color, and creed, and you don't want to adopt their New World Order system. You want to go forward with a pro-human system, and I salute you, and I thank you, and I appreciate you. But that is the type of stuff that I have been dealing with, and it's comical. So I want to get first into the jury, grand jury lady, that we've been talking about since yesterday, because it even captured the attention of mainline leftists, how absurd it was that she was on CNN bragging and laughing and on a complete power trip that she would be in control of Trump and she would have him under her control and she would use the court system to exact this punishment. This is the spirit of the left and the weaponized judiciary and the weaponized legal system and their lawfare. And their persecution of the American people. And they have no idea they've turned the general public against them. They have no idea they've lost the narrative. They have no idea that the globalists in their own internal documents that have leaked say they are basically done. And their only hope is to cause a world war that they think they can use that crisis to stay in power. So let's play a little clip of this buffoon. Is she trolling or a kooky Trumper? That's what the left is having to say. Oh, that because she wants Trump under her control, and she wants to dominate and all this, that she acted like this to make the grand jury look absurd. No, she's tone deaf. She doesn't know what she sounds like. She doesn't know what she looks like. She's on a power trip. These people pretend like they're part of the power structure. They go along with the power structure that is destroying all of us, and they think it's funny and cute and wear their Ukrainian flags. So here she is.
Emily, thank you for coming on. I do want to say off the top, as you and I just discussed, but for everyone to know, you are somewhat limited in what you can discuss under the judge's orders as of now. But one, we do know, of course, one of the biggest questions remaining for everyone that wasn't in that jury room with you is how many people are in trouble here? What can you tell us about how many people you recommended as a group to face indictments?
Well, thank you for having me, first of all. And I'm hesitant to speak to something that the judge made a decision not to share. I don't know if everyone's aware of this, but there was a hearing about what parts of the report should and should not be published in its various forms, and the sections that were removed were...
All right, so let's go ahead now and go to the next clip, because that clip had some type of problem. Let's go ahead and go to another one of the raw clips of her. I'll just come back later.
Because I got to swear everybody in.
Did you personally want to hear from the former president?
I wanted to hear from the former president, but honestly, I kind of wanted to subpoena the former president because I got to swear everybody in. And so I thought it'd be really cool to get 60 seconds with President Trump of me looking at him and being like, do you solemnly swear? And me getting to swear.
Did you personally want to hear from the former president?
I wanted to hear from the former president, but honestly, I kind of wanted to subpoena the former president because I got to swear everybody in. And so I thought it'd be really cool to get 60 seconds with President Trump of me looking at him and being like, do you solemnly swear? And me getting to swear.
Emily, thank you for coming on. I do want to say off the top, as you and I just discussed, but for everyone to know, you are somewhat limited in what you can discuss under the judge's orders as of now. But one, we do know, of course, one of the biggest questions remaining for everyone that wasn't in that jury room with you is how many people are in trouble here? What can you tell us about how many people you recommended as a group to face indictments?
Well, thank you for having me, first of all. And I'm hesitant to speak to something that the judge made a decision not to share. He
I don't know if everyone's aware of this, but there was a hearing about what parts of the report should and should not be published in its various forms, and the list, well, the sections that were removed were consciously chosen to be removed, and I don't want to say I have better judgment than the judge.
That's totally understandable. Is it, would you say when it comes to, there are indictments recommended, of course. Is it
yes.
more than 12 people? Is it more than 20 people?
I think if you look at the page numbers of the report, there's about 6 pages in the middle that got cut out. Allow for spacing. It's not a short list.
Not a short list. More, I mean, when it comes to 75 witnesses, like, is it, it's not, I assume, of course, it's
right.
not 75 people. Would you characterize it as 20-ish people?
I can't say I counted.
Okay. More than a dozen, though, I think I'd heard you say in another interview?
I believe so. That's probably a good assumption.
Oh, wow, this lady's really, really hard to deal with. We had a rare computer failure on the clips, but we'll be able to come back and get to those clips and continue with the news here today and a lot more. I'm your host, Alex Jones. But if you think that's a cringe clip, wait till we get to the next one on the other side. And what's happening is people's brains are degenerating everywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Wanted to subpoena the former president because I got to swear everybody in. And so I thought it'd be really cool to get 60 seconds with President Trump.
They can't even come up with plausible lies. We are fighting, like when the Russians went to Berlin in 1945, 12-year-olds. All the other men are dead. And they're dangerous, but they don't know what they're doing. They blow themselves up as often as they blow you up.
To get 60 seconds with President Trump of me looking at him and being like, do you solemnly swear? And me getting to swear him in, I just thought that would be an awesome moment.
So they're dangerous. You got to respect it. But we're fighting the dregs. We're fighting the fumes. And I don't say that from a place of strength. Because the fumes, the zombies, are in control of everything. People warned about it a long time ago that they'd dumb everybody down and we'd reach this point of infrastructure collapse, mental collapse, spiritual collapse. And we're now entering it, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to that woman. She didn't want to subpoena Trump because she thought he might be guilty. She wanted the power of having him under her control. Coy, cryptic, cringe. She's the queen of cringe. And that's what these people are exactly like. She is the example, not the exception, of what the modern dingbat is like in our culture, in our society. And I hate to say it. All right, let me tell you about some of the huge news we've got here. First off, China wading into the Russia-Ukraine World War III situation. We're going to get into that. Janet Yellen, the head of the private Federal Reserve, pledging $10 billion more to Ukraine. One thing Trump said that was wrong in East Palestine was that it's like $119 billion the U.S. has sent. No. If you look at all the different funds, it's closer to $190 billion. If you look at what Europe's put in, it's over $10 billion. You're talking about $200 billion. And so much of it's being laundered right back here into the United States. So the path to World War III is paved with these kleptocrats. We've got a big stack here on the cashless society and the carbon tax being officially rolled out by MasterCard and others. And how that ties into the new global ID, got articles on that. Also, Chuckie Schumer calls McCarthy giving January 6 tapes to Tucker Carlson one of the worst security risks since 9/11. Yeah, you can't show the feds provocateuring and running that operation. No, 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 no. We're also going to be getting into an issue that I don't cover it enough because I know at one level it's just going to create division, and that's not what we need. We need to all love each other. But you can't address the problem if the corporate media continues to cover it up and censor those that expose it. But every time I hear about a mass shooting or some big death, and I notice that they have the suspect in custody, they won't ever show the picture. I go, well, I know why. I know why this story's going to go away real quick because it's not a white person. So it isn't about demonizing the black people that a small minority of them are committing the disproportionate majority of these type of violent crimes. It's about not letting the Justice Department, since Biden got in 2 years ago, joining the whole Hollywood ADL narrative that white people are the most vicious, out-of-control criminals everywhere. It's not fair to lie about white people as a group and say we're bad terrorists and then cover up young black males committing the majority of violent crime. And most black males don't do that, and they're hardworking good people, and they don't deserve it. Just like white people don't deserve to be blamed for what some other white person does. But when a white person goes out and commits a mass shooting, you don't ever stop hearing about it forever. And how all white people and how all gun owners are collectively to blame. That's preposterous. And then you can expand on that. But as soon as I was on CNN last night and I saw three killed, a mother, a nine-year-old, and a news camera person, and as soon as it didn't say what the person's race was, I knew it was not a white person. Sure enough, I put the shooter's name in. It's a young black man. And it's in every case. It was in the local news who he was. And then he had this giant rap sheet of armed robberies and assaults and gun crimes. He's 19 years old. For one armed robbery, he should be in jail 5 to 10 years. And then they should really check and see if he's been rehabilitated. I don't care if he's black or white. But no, no, no. 19 with a rap sheet 2 inches thick. And that's just since his record was an adult in 2 years. So in less than 2 years, 18 and 19, he's 19 and a half. He's got a big old giant armed robbery crime rap sheet, assault rap sheet. And he's on the streets because of these Soros prosecutors. And then he goes and kills people who are totally innocent, including a nine-year-old girl and a camera person who responded to another shooting in the area. So there's a camera crew out there for another shooting. They don't know if he did that. And he comes out and shoots up the camera truck, wounds one person, kills the other guy, and then goes in a house and kills a 20-year-old mother and a nine-year-old. Hell, he'll probably be out in 5 years. All because he's, quote, black. By the way, the shooter in Florida a few years ago that shot all those people at that public school, because his last name was Cruz, he was adopted, he was white. Because his last name was Cruz, despite a rap sheet, again, about 2 inches thick, of violence and robbery and death threats, he was released with no time served because his last name was Cruz by the minority, quote, reform program in Florida and carried out in Broward County so he could go kill all those people. And the left knows exactly what they're doing. So listen, if you're a white person and committed a serious crime, seriously, identify as Hispanic, because you can be a man, identify as a woman if you want to. See all the cases of rapists, murderers, people that have kidnapped and raped little kids in the U.S. and Canada, in England. I saw more articles about it yesterday, a new case, raping, murdering babies, and you're a white guy, and you just identify as a woman, they stick you in a woman's prison where you can start raping people, and they do. So if you ever get in trouble and you're white, disidentify as black or Hispanic, and you can get out of jail free, ladies and gentlemen. Now, how sick and racist is that? I don't care what damn color your pigment is. You commit a violent crime, your ass needs to serve hard time. And you kill somebody premeditatedly, we need to kill your ass. And I don't mean 20 years of appeals. You need to be dead within 2 years. Get your appeals, speed them through, and then hang your ass. People, oh, that sounds vicious. That's mean. That's bad. What about all the rest of us dying here? By the way, you know who the biggest victim of black male crime is black people. That's who they're killing, is their own damn people. I don't care what color these monsters are. Get their crazy asses off the streets and lock their asses up. Breaking boulders, hard labor. That's how you reprove people. That's how you get them fixed.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems would be over. Please take action now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Another time.
Another time.
In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder.
Another world.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time. As my voice screamed in wood
on the camera.
Curse of craft.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to tell you a couple stories, and I'm going to get into all the news that happened to me in just the last week that are very interesting, though anecdotal. You can see it in the statistics and numbers. And I'm going to give the phones out on a specific issue. I wish I could have been there for the first hour. I couldn't know, and did a great job. So I heard the end of it. There is a bodega about a quarter mile from where I live that's owned by Indians. And I've run into the grandpa and the grandma and the sons and the daughters, everybody that runs this place. And they just love me in there. And all the time I go in there to buy some ice cream or eggs or whatever, and or tortilla chips, whatever we're getting, or hot sauce, whatever my wife sends me to get that we've forgotten. And all of a sudden, I always notice, especially if I pay cash, I got like get more money back than I pay. And they go, oh, we love you, we love you. And so I start talking to these guys. And they go, we know they're trying. I can't really do an Indian accent, but, you know, the accent. We know they're trying to destroy Alex, but they'll never destroy Alex. And the people love Alex. And the people in India, my family, they love Alex. And India loves Alex. And we're going to defeat the New World Order. We love Alex. They were always real quiet. They've owned it a few years. They're always smiling at me and, oh, take something free. We love you. And so now I started talking to these guys, and they're huge fans. They listen all the time. And so I was in there about a week ago at night, and I noticed that the guy had a bulge right there. And I said, oh, you're starting to pack. And he said, yes, yes, you know, because there's more crime now. And I said, well, that's good. Yes, we have to. Second Amendment. I'm an American citizen now. Second Amendment. I go, that's great. You're proud of you. Shake the guy's hand. Then yesterday on the way home, I stop at another bodega. But I've never asked the guy. I've talked to him a lot over the years. Is he Lebanese? Is he Turkish? I mean, I can't tell. But, you know, you can look and talk to him. And they're all packing in the bodega. And have long discussions with that guy. Not long, but, you know, a few minutes here and there. A lot of discussions. And he says, your show, this is like 2 days ago, your show starts at 11 a.m. I want to call in. I want to give you my number. Call me. I want to come on. And I was in a hurry, and I said, hey, just, you know, just call in 11 a.m. And so I'll probably try to go by there today and actually get his number. He's a really articulate, smart guy. Maybe I can get him in the studio. His business is like a mile and a half from where I'm sitting. And this, where the studios are, is not in the fanciest part of Austin. That's why we have, you know, a lower rent cost right here. We don't own the building. That's why I located it here. Truly, you know, a low rent cost. And he says, the crime is exploding. They're robbing everyone. And this mayor, he is evil, and the last mayor even worse. And you see what they do on Lamar, blocking the roads and attacking the people. And it's happening all over the place. And of course, he's sitting there packing a Glock on his side. But the point was, is that I'm seeing the immigrants, the ones that own businesses, actually buying into America more than the average person that's been here 5 generations, 10 generations. And that's an exciting, good thing. But they're also where the rubber meets the road in these businesses that get robbed at gunpoint. And they have to risk their lives, just like the police do, to be out there on the street. We're a city of 2 million people that went from, what was it, 1,400 police down to like 850? And I talked to an inside police source that when the contract comes up in, I think it's a month and a half from now, April, that up to 10% of the police force is taking early retirement and walking, so we'll have 700-something police here. And as much as I like to speed, as much as I like to not get pulled over, you don't see police pulling people over. You don't see police responding to most crimes now because they can't. And besides, the district attorney, who is literally a communist put in by Soros, look it up, will not prosecute even people that do mass shootings in downtown Austin. Well, no one died. 8 people got shot, but we're going to let you out the next day because you're black. And again, I'm not bashing black people. You think the average black person wants black criminals, think they have a get-out-of-jail-free card? Why do you think black crimes exploded? Because young black males know they can do whatever they want. And if the police accidentally kill them like George Floyd, hell, they'll build a national monument to them. So this is all part of the takedown of the infrastructure. It's all part of the takedown of the country. I want to open the phones up for small business owners and victims of crime and to tell us what you've experienced in your area seeing the police cut. Yeah, the police can be out of control. There's some bad ones. If you get an evil government charge, the police are really bad. The globalists are trying to take control of the police right now. That's what this whole defund thing is about. So I don't support the police in North Korea or communist China or, you know, many areas of Mexico. You've ever been shaken down with the Mexican cops, you know what it feels like living in a third world country. So we need to keep the police on a short leash. We need to keep ourselves, control ourselves in this environment on a short leash. That's what self-control is about. And we need to really go after the criminals, and I don't care what color they are, but the criminals have no fear. You see the daytime robberies, the shootouts everywhere, almost every day, even where I live, and nothing's being done about it. And then nobody wants to go to the mall. Nobody wants to go out and shop. Nobody wants to go out and eat at night. Because I don't want to have to carry a gun around and shoot somebody. I'm not going to take my wife and family out to eat where no matter where you live in the town I live in, you're not safe anymore. I mean, it's bad. Everyone I know has had their car robbed or their house broken into or they've been mugged. Let me tell you, I've lived in Austin since I was 16 years old, and man, it was so safe, except for a few crime areas where the criminals congregated and the police were all over it. And we're going into something far worse than the crack epidemic in the 80s and the crime wave we saw there. At the very same time, the power structure is trying to take everybody's guns who can't afford bodyguards like these government bureaucrats and others. And it is a war on the people, and it's wrong. And no community is hurt worse by these crimes than the black community, where the crime's out of control and the police slow roll into those communities. Because if they make a mistake, or somebody can make it look like they made a mistake, they're going to go to prison. So you can't expect people to take the jobs these police officers have and not have the public's backing until the police prove they've done something wrong. And then they don't get our backing because that's not a good police officer. We need them out of the force. But I can tell you, in America, the police and the firefighters and the EMS first responders are not the problem. The criminals aren't even the source of the problem. The source is white leftists whose religion is empowering crime and empowering societal collapse because they know good and well they're trying to collapse the system. Even the average leftist is not just some useful idiot now. They know this is a war against civilization and a war against society, and they hate America so much they're doing everything they can to destroy it. So I'm going to open the phones up on the collapsing infrastructure. It's a huge subject. On the exploding crime and how the FBI the last 2 years in a row took out over 100 major cities and over 1,000 towns from the crime statistics and then claimed last year crime's down 0.2%. Yeah, and I'm a Martian with a baboon butt and four heads. What are you witnessing? What are you seeing? And where do you think this is going? And all I can say is thank God for the Second Amendment, because we didn't have that. In the areas where the Second Amendment's strong, the crime's still low, we'd be in a lot more trouble. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. If you're that bodega owner, call in. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. We'll be right back with tons of news, your calls, and more.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7366. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Patriots, hated by tyrants. We rely upon God and God's providence and nothing else. But remember, God helps those that help themselves. So trust in God, but row away from the rocks, as Hunter S. Thompson said. And as the Bedouin said, trust in God, but tie up your camel. All right, I see a lot of callers on the crime wave that the system's trying to suppress and that is empowering. Why are they doing it? How do we stop it? The infrastructure attacks, now the federal government and the big corporate associations that track this confirm record derailments, record fires, record collapse of infrastructure, record attacks on the electricity systems. The globalists are cutting off the power. The globalists aren't putting out a lot of new permits to build electrical transmission lines. The attacks are intensifying, not just here, but all over the world. It is the Extinction Rebellion. It is the New World Order. In fact, I want to play a clip before I get into China and Ukraine and your phone calls from Omega Man. I talk a lot about this Charlton Heston movie because it's very archetypal and it's a remake of The Last Man on Earth with Vincent Price, that again got remade a third time 15 years ago or so with Will Smith and I Am Legend. And it's very archetypal of these Illuminati cults that do want to deindustrialize civilization and end civilization. That's what the French Revolution was all about, and that was the first permutation of what became modern communism. That's not really taught in schools, but that's in the PhD level history. That is something that's not debated. So listen to this clip from Omega Man, early 1970s with Charlton Heston, where the groups that have been infected and lived, most people die from this bioweapon that gets released, have all these scars, and it changes the color of their eyes to basically pigmentless. They're albinos. And they have him on trial, and they're about to kill him. And they explain to him why they're going to kill him. Now, it turns out he is a biologist, and he is a chemist, and, of course, he is immune, and only a few others are, and he's trying to isolate in his blood a way to cure these people. He tries to cure them. They, of course, kill him. And it's the whole Christ analogy. In fact, it's even hung on a cross at the end of the movie. But this really says it all. Listen to what the leader of the death cult says to Charlton Heston in Omega Man, and compare it to Klaus Schwab and Extinction Rebellion and the left, and it's the same thing. Because the writers of this are telling you about the plan. Here it is.
He has confessed all, brothers. Murder, use of forbidden tools, practice of prescribed rites. He admits science, medicine, weapons, machinery, electricity. He has not shared the punishment. He does not bear the marks.
Marks. Show him, my children. Show him the pretty marks.
These are the marks, Mr. Neville. The punishment which you and those like you brought upon us. In the beginning, we tried to help one another, those that were left. We tried to clean things up, set things straight. We buried things and burned. Then it came to me that we were chosen. Chosen for just this work. To bury what was dead. To burn what was evil. To destroy what was dangerous.
You're barbarians.
Barbarians. You call us barbarians. Well, it is an honorable name. We mean to cancel the world you civilized people made. We will simply erase history from the time that machinery and weapons threatened more than they offered. And when you die, the last living reminder of hell will be gone. Gone. Brother Zachary.
We are ready, brother.
Definitely worth watching and understanding, an archetype of the spiritual decay. But they always claim they want to get rid of technology, but really it's only for us. They don't want us to have it. They want to be the feudal lords above us. They the Morlocks, we the Eloi. And of course, H.G. Wells wrote many nonfiction books and explained his allegories of his books along similar lines of what they were going to do to us. And Aldous Huxley, whose brother created the UN and the UNESCO, wrote books about Brave New World saying it's a real plan. He wrote Brave New World in 1932. Read it. And we're already living the middle stages of it. It's a diabolical plan. And the people affected by the bisphenol A and the atrazine and the dioxin that are sterile and poisoned, they then embrace what's been done to them. They don't want to be helped. They don't want to be cured. They want to kill those of us that are trying to help them. They want to take the Pfizer death. They love the big corporations. They love the Moderna. They have signed on to it because they hate a world that is beautiful and strong because they feel ugly. and they want to pull down everything that could lift them out of the muck. And when you understand that, you understand everything. A bunch of spoiled, rotten babies pretending that they're with the power structure, pretending they're going to rule the world, pretending they are the anointed ones that have all the answers, when all they want to do is censor and surveil and control and burn and attack and hypocritically live high on the hog while trying to starve others and starting giant wars in the name of peace. They're godless. They're cut off from the divine source that is a transmission that fills your cells and shines through you like the light of the sun on a plant. They are cut off from the source, and that's why they behave and act the way they do, because they do not have God in their lives. And they are completely turned over to ignorance while they claim great knowledge. But all the statistics and all the studies show, no matter where you are in the world, Brazil, South Africa, Germany, Russia, Japan, Canada, the United States, Mexico, Italy, the left statistically steal 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times the rate. The same rates for claiming charity but not giving to charity. The same rates for claiming that they are these wonderful, good, hardworking people, but they're not. They're frauds, and they know they're frauds, and they hate the light. I'm going to go to break and come back and take your calls. We are supported by those of you that want to save the world. Even though it'll be God in the end that saves it, God wants to see us try, and God will do the rest. We bring you great products that allow us to stand in defiance of the most powerful criminal organizations in the world, because we have we the people behind us. And it's when you decide to act, while getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com that enrich your life as well, that the circuit is completed and we are energized. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Get Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock, our amazing CBD oil, our incredible Ultimate Krill and Ultimate Fish Oil, the other amazing products, the Physi Magnesium back in stock, Super Bell Vitality, Vaso Beats complete with the nitrous oxide, not just our Nitric Boost product. They're both two different compounds, a consortium of compounds that do great things for your blood. They're all there between 25 and 50% off. Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, two different great, natural, powerful formulas. Nootropics for your mind, for your brain, beyond coffee, beyond tea. You've got to experience it. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. I got to tell you, Brain Force Ultra kicks in 15 minutes, taken out of the tongue, only lasts 3 hours on the average person. That's why I love it, because I can take it 7, 8 at night. And if I took Turbo Force at 7, 8 at night, I'd be up at, you know, noon the next day still. And that's back in soon. That's the super turbo pre-workout, post-workout, supercharge, party all night, drive an 18-wheeler 24 hours straight, whatever. That's the nuclear stuff. It'll be back in about a month. It's done. It's just being tested at the lab here in the United States. It's, by the way, it's Brain Force Plus. It's about Brain Force Ultra Plus. It's about to Brain Force. Oh, no, excuse me. Turbo Force Plus is coming back in. We have Brain Force Ultra and Brain Force Plus in stock right now. InfoWarsStore.com. All right. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.